From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, August 18th, 2022, and it is very early, 1:25 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 18 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month. And my throat is a little parched. I'm not drinking beer yet, which is probably why my throat is parched. I'm drinking some iced tea. Let me take a sip of this fine iced tea. Yuck. All right. Well, two more days until hunting season starts in up here in B2 zone. I have my deer tag. I saw two bucks on the trail cam today. They were there this morning. There was also a bear and a cub on there about 4:30 a.m., which is about the time when I'll probably be going up into the tree stand on Saturday. Hopefully I won't run into a bear, a mama bear, and the cubs, because that's usually when the bears attack. So we will see. Look forward to some notes from the tree stand when I'm up there. On the trail cam today, this morning I saw a mama bear and a cub. Yesterday when we were at the when I was doing a show at the on the river, after I hit stop, a little adolescent bear was across the river. First time I've ever seen a bear in person in the wild. It was in the daytime. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, there was a bear and its cub on the right under the tree stand this morning. Then after that, there was a small buck, or not a small buck, a 4-point buck, which is legal size. It has to be 2 points on one side. And then later this morning, the buck appeared again. And then a little bit later, there were two bucks. So, and this was all under the tree stand. Hopefully on Saturday, we will have some good news, friends. I'm going to go out there after I finish this episode and start practicing my bow. Make sure it's all sighted in and everything, because I sure would like to get a deer before I leave. My mount is supposed to be ready by the end of the week. We'll see. Also today, I finished my online course of the diving certification. The final exam, I got a 92. It was 50 questions. You're allowed to get a 75%. So I got a 92. I missed three. I think I might have missed four questions out of 50. That comes to a 92. So I did all that. Now I'm ready to take the practical, which I'm going to be taking on Monday and Tuesday. Maybe I'll do notes from the scuba gear. Well, I can't do one while I'm under the water, but coming back from it, maybe we'll give a recap. I've never dove with tanks before. When I go to Florida, I'm going to be using, it's not called an aqualung, but it's like an inner tube that sits on top of the water, and it's got a lawnmower engine, a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine sitting on that. And there are, I think there's like four hoses that come out of it with regulators, and you use that instead of, so basically it's the same thing as scuba diving, except that the scuba gear is on top of the water and not on your back. So I'm looking forward to that this week. Heading back to San Francisco on Wednesday. I have to do an emergency paint job on Thursday, and oh shit, my phone's ringing, turn it off. My friend Mike Burns. And then Friday, we head to Florida. We're getting on a plane. Hopefully, there will be no cancellations, and we'll be flying into Miami and then driving to the Keys. We're going to stop in Miami and maybe have some Cuban food, and we got our hotel there, and looking forward to that. So if anybody's in the Miami area, wants to meet up for a beer on Friday night, hit me up. Hit me up, man! rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right, I have another audio comment to play. This is from Larry Burke. Apparently, Larry Burke sent me a COVID comment way back in the COVID days. Let's hear that first.
Hello, Michael Butler. This is Larry Burke from the Colorado chapter of the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
All right, Colorado chapter.
Calling today to talk.
I've never heard from Larry. I don't think Larry Burke's ever called into the show. Colorado chapter.
About my concert review. Concert review. Huh. Something don't sound right about that.
Oh, this was during COVID. Okay. Somehow I missed this thing and forgot to, and never did play it.
Oh, yeah. I don't have immunizations. And I haven't taken a test.
Ah.
So I,
you know, the way not to get COVID, don't test.
That's not what I'm calling in for. That's that stupid Corova.
Yes. This was way...
Ruins everything.
This message is like 2 years ago.
Well, how about I tell you about my first couple of concerts I went to?
Okay, let's hear it.
It was 1980. I saw Rush in Providence.
Okay.
I don't remember much of anything. I was 16.
1980, that was probably UFO opening. Oh. Mechanics, or no, yeah, it could be 80... Was that 80 was probably No Place to Run.
But I do remember looking across the top of the crowd, standing on my seat and seeing Rush in the same building that I was in. And I was quite psyched about that. Second show I went to, upgraded a bit in energy anyways. It was Ted Nugent with Blackfoot at the Boston Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
In September of 1980.
1980, was that... not Scream Dream. Was it Scream Dream? I think Scream. It could have been Scream Dream. Ted Nugent, 1980. Let me look here. Ted Nugent. I think it could have been Scream Dream. Let's see. Ted Nugent, 1980. Let's look at the Wikipedia. Discography. Because I believe State of Shock was 79. See up Scream Dream 1980. How's that for the knowledge, friends? All right, back to you, Larry Burke. Scream Dream. I saw Ted Nugent on that tour.
I had a hard time finding any information on this. I went to the Boston Gardens site and looked up the concerts from that year, and they don't even list it in there.
Huh.
Someone forgot about it, I guess. I sure didn't. It was so freaking loud.
Yeah. The way Ted
blew
should
my ears
be.
Out. I was Ted in the fourth row be. Center stage in front of Ted
blew
Nugent.
Blew your face off.
Can't get any better than that.
No.
Can't remember set list.
Was Charlie Hunn still in the... I don't know if Charlie Hunn was still with him. I don't think so. It could have been just Ted by himself.
And I couldn't find anything, so I'm sorry. We're off to pass on that, too. But I do remember he jumped into the crowd, and they took photos of him, and I believe that's the one that's inside the album of Intensities for in 10 cities,
okay,
which was what they were doing. They were recording at 10 different shows.
Which was done during the Scream Dream tour.
This was my second show ever. I don't think anything will ever beat that.
That's a good
pretty
one.
Gosh
that
darn
exciting.
That's
a good one.
When I tried to leave, it was the first time I've ever been into the Boston Gardens. Pardon me, I'm burping up this fine Great Divide Lager.
All right, I'll join you with some iced tea.
So I had to try and ask them how to get out of the facility. But my ears were ringing so badly, I couldn't hear them.
Yeah,
they had to point and show me where the crowd was walking. I was like, over there, huh? Yes. And couldn't hear them still. So I finally found my way out. I'll tell you what. I was hooked. And my mom was pissed.
You got ruined by Ted.
She's a church woman. Nothing wrong with that.
1980, you were 16. I was born in 61, so I was 61. I was 19. All right, 18 or 19.
She was nervous. Didn't want me to go see Ted Nugent.
Math
ain't me forte. And she set up the first concert for me with a couple of guys a little older than me that attended her church. So, but I'm thankful she did that. Because
they took the UC10.
I was hooked.
Yeah.
Concerts were the way to
Ted
go.
Ted Nugent, man. Back then, I'm telling you, man, you say what you want about Ted Nugent, but in his heyday, nobody could touch that son of a bitch live, man. He owned arena rock.
On a happy note, that was how it went down. And
I guess that means we're going to have to play some Ted, aren't we?
Great time, and I never forgot it. And, well, that's about it, I guess. And hopefully this works out for you because it's the first time I've ever done it. And, well, you know, I'm kind of a train wreck when it comes to talking.
Hey, you and me both.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Stay frosty, buddy.
Stay frosty. That was back in the COVID days. Now I got a new comment from him for the dog days. I believe he's in his vehicle, so it might be difficult to hear. So, hello, Larry Burke.
Good morning, Michael Butler. This is Larry Burke.
Hey, Larry.
Calling to turn in an audio commentary. This is take one. As you may be able to tell, I am in a truck. It's 4 a.m, and I am delivering some auto parts to another driver so he can take them to a car repair shop.
Are you a truck driver?
I was listening to your show last night, one of the Dog Day episodes, I believe, and a caller called in and asked you what memorabilia you would like to have for rock bands, because he had gone to see a show, or whatever you would call it, of a football team owner's rock and roll collection. Well, that got me to thinking.
I love
so
Larry
Bird. I put together a little list of the first things that came to my mind. There'd be nothing as elaborate as a NFL football team owner's collection, because I just don't think that way at this point in my life. Maybe I could dream of owning a Paul McCartney piano someday, but my first thoughts weren't that grand. I'm going to pause this recording a minute, because I am now passing over Raton Pass at the border of New Mexico and Colorado, and the downhill side will be slightly louder with the engine and may not provide everybody the best audio.
That's all right.
So I will be right back.
All right. Hello.
Okay, back.
Welcome back.
The mountain pass is behind me, as well as the DOT point of entry way station, which was closed. Always a good thing.
I'm having trouble hearing you now.
So,
all right, let me pause because I did some audio cleanup. So let me see if I can find. All right, let's just bear with. Let's just deal with it.
Too far, I almost forgot. Good morning, Mr. Butler. How are you today?
All right, okay. All right, I can hardly hear it. I'm going to pause this and see if I can find the actual audio file here. So hold on. Okay, I am back. Let's hear.
I almost forgot. Morning, Mr. Butler. How are you today?
I'm having trouble hearing you there, Larry. I apologize.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. As I mentioned before, I'm calling in to...
Your truck's a little loud, Larry.
A few ideas that came to my head.
Okay, Larry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Call me back when you're quieter with the... I apologize, Larry. Call me back when you're not when your truck's idling and not cruising, because it's a little bit difficult to hear you. So, but thank you for the comment, Larry Burke. Hey, this is what train wrecks are all about, friends. All right, in honor of Larry Burke, and to show you how badass Ted Nugent was in his heyday, I'm gonna play an 8-minute and 46-second song. All right. Here is from Double Live Gonzo. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Rockandrollgeek is where you can find this. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Larry Burke, call back when you're quieter with a repeat of that comment, okay, friend? Where was I? Rockandrollgeek.com, dogdaysofpodcasting.com, Facebook, R&R Geek, Twitter, R&R Geek, Instagram, Rockandrollgeek, don't ask. Join the Facebook Rock and Roll Geek group. You just got to answer two questions so that I know you're not... let's quit while we're ahead. Here's Ted Nugent. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Hello. Oh, here we go.
Well, see, you got us going now, honey. You got us going now. Go to the back.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.